This is Larry London bringing you the world's best variety after the latest news on VOA Music Mix.
The Israeli ceasefire ends, and Russia lashes out at the newest Western sanctions. I'm Frances Alonso reporting from Washington. The United Nations Relief and Works Agency has condemned Israel's military after tank shells slammed into a UN-run school in the Gaza Strip, killing at least 15 people and wounding about 100 others. Spokesman Chris Gunness called today's attack shameful. After the shelling, Israel held a four-hour humanitarian ceasefire in limited areas. VOA's Scott Bob has more details.
This is Scott Bob in Jabalia, Gaza City, Gaza. I'm standing at a UN school that was hit by a strike in the early hours Wednesday morning. At least 20 people were killed in it. The scene is one of utter chaos. The school benches and chairs scattered around the courtyard. Some of the classrooms showed signs of blankets where people slept. The one classroom that was hit and where most of the people died is utter devastation with the wall caved in. And people are milling about kind of in shock. Some are saying that these are people that had moved out of their homes and came here because of the threat of strikes. And now they're saying we might as well go home because if we're not safe in a UN school, then we might as well go home to die. Scott Bob, VOA News, Jabalia, Gaza.
The school is one of 85 sites where the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says more than 200,000 people are now seeking shelter. After days of fighting, Islamist groups in Libya have seized the headquarters of the Libyan Special Forces in the eastern city of Benghazi. An Islamist and jihadist alliance that's called the Benghazi Revolutionary Shura Council announced the capture of the main military base in the city in a statement today. A Libyan army official has confirmed the takeover. The group posted pictures on its Facebook page of dozens of weapons that it claims it seized during that assault. Russia is lashing out at a new U.S. and European economic sanctions imposed to protest Moscow's intervention in Ukraine. The Russian foreign ministry today called the restrictions targeting the Russian energy, defense, technology and finance sectors destructive and short-sighted, and said Washington is behaving in a pretentious prosecutorial manner that would lead to further aggravation of U.S.-Russian relations. The new sanctions are aimed at further weakening a Russian economy already sliding toward recession. Meanwhile, U.S. economic growth accelerated sharply in the second quarter of this year, expanding at a 4% annual rate. Wednesday's report from the Commerce Department says the expansion was due to businesses stocking up, increased spending by state and local governments, and growing U.S. exports. Pakistan says it has repulsed an attack on a military outpost by Afghanistan-based militants, killing at least seven attackers. Ayaz Gul reports from Islamabad that the foreign ministry later summoned a senior Afghan diplomat to urge Kabul to take steps to stop border incursions by anti-Pakistani groups.
Pakistan's foreign ministry summoned a senior Afghan diplomat to lodge a strong protest about what it called another attack launched by terrorists from across the Afghan border. It urged the Kabul government to take effective steps to stop what it said was the use of Afghan soil for repeated cross-border fire and physical aggression against Pakistan. The incident comes while Pakistani troops are conducting counter-insurgency operations in another border area further south, the tribal region of North Waziristan. Afghanistan has long asserted that the area serves as a training and recruiting ground for the Afghan Taliban insurgency. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
International observers in eastern Ukraine have been turned back from the crash site of the Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 after pro-Russian separatists once again prevented them from entering the area. European officials said after discussions with the rebels at the site, the observers from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe returned to their home base in the city of Donetsk. Safety concerns are keeping international investigators away. The Chinese government and exiled Uyghur groups are offering differing explanations about what led to the latest instance of unrest in the Xinjiang region, where scores of people were killed this week. The official Xinhua news agency says the violence began when a mob armed with knives and axes attacked a police station.
That's the latest world news from VOA.